Okay, now we'll start with a chapter called Long Term and Current Liabilities, which is your 8th chapter. Chapter number 8, Long Term and Current Liabilities. Now first of all, before starting this chapter, since you are familiar with Long Term and Current Liabilities, because we have done in the midterm portion about the balance sheet, when you have done the balance sheet, at that time I have explained you Long Term and Current Liabilities. But before starting this chapter, I just want to ask one question to you. What is a liability? What is a liability? Yes, I want to get you, give me an answer. I want you to give me the answer. What is a liability? Yes, tell me. Yeah, you are correct. Please give me. Please tell me. Don't hesitate to give the answer. Yes, I am waiting for your answer. Very good. That is correct. That's great. Liabilities means an obligation. Liabilities means an obligation to provide money or service it at a future date. What is liabilities? A fixed obligation of paying money or to provide services at a future date. Liabilities play an important role as compared to assets and shareholders' equity. It has a significant role, right, as compared to assets value and equity share capital. So it is very on the basis of liabilities, the financiers, the investor decide whether the company is in a good position or not. On the basis of the track of the liabilities, we can decide the credit position of the company. Right? So liabilities which are due in 1 year, liability may be the obligation, may be current liabilities if it is due for less than 1 year, and all other liabilities which are due for more than 1 year becomes a long term liabilities. So liabilities can be classified into two categories. The liabilities which are to be paid within 1 year are called as current liabilities, and the liabilities which is paid after 1 year are called long-term liabilities. Now, current liabilities are those liabilities which the company has to pay within 1 year. These liabilities, I can use this as a layman's language, these liabilities are those liabilities which is created, which is generated because of your operations. For example, if I am talking that, if you are buying any raw material from the supplier, so you take time from him, that is the liabilities called creditors or bills payable. That is because of your operations, right? So generally, current liabilities are those liabilities which is generated because of your operations, and they are to be paid within 1 year. They are to be paid within 1 year. So example of current liabilities are creditors, the suppliers, bills payable. Current portion of long-term debts. Now what is the current portion of long-term debts? Suppose you have taken a 10 years loan and you are paying every year installment. Right, you are paying an installment. So that installment which you are going to pay in the next coming year, that become a current liabilities. That is the reason it is called current portion of long-term debts. There are some liabilities which are taken by the company and which are they are going to be paid together in lump sum after 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. But there are some liabilities, long-term liabilities, which is taken by the company on an agreement that they are going to pay every year. Suppose bank loan, if company has taken, the company has to pay every year. So some part of the long-term, certain part of the long-term liabilities become current liabilities because they are to be paid in the next year. All outstanding expense, for example, the electricity bill, you are using the electricity in this particular month, but you are not going to pay in this particular month. Why? Because the bill you get generated in the next month, and the next month at a future date you have to make the payment. But it will be within 2 months, right? So they are outstanding, O/S, outstanding expense. Another name for outstanding expense is accrued expenses. Similarly, provision for tax, outstanding tax. This year tax, company don't pay this year. They make a provision that they are going to pay in the next assessment year. So for current year, financial year's tax is paid in the next year. Current financial year's dividend is paid in the next year. So provision for tax and proposed dividend becomes current liabilities because they are going to be paid in the next year within 1 or 2 months after the financial year ends. Suppose in 31st March, in the year ending, you may be paying it before July. 31st July, right? You may be processing your income, and out of assessment is done. Assessment, after assessment, you'll calculate the total income earned by you in the previous year, and on that basis, you make the payment of tax as well as dividend. So what are current liabilities? Current liabilities are those liabilities which are to be paid by the company within 1 year. And these are the liabilities which are getting generated because of your operations. Whereas long-term liabilities can be classified as secured and unsecured. They are the liabilities which is not paid in 1 year, but it will be paid more than 1 year. After 1 year. It will be paid after 1 year, maybe after 10 years, 5 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, whatever the terms and conditions have signed between the company and the financial institute. So long-term liabilities, long-term liabilities can be taken as secured and unsecured. There are some loan which you have taken by the company by keeping some security with the financial institute. And there are some loans which is taken by the company without any security, without keeping any security with the people who are lending them the loan. So example are debentures and bonds. Debentures and bonds are purely a secured loan, because when company issue debentures or bonds to the market, to the people, not in the market, to the people, the financier will buy the debenture and bonds, and they will give certain amount of that bond for a fixed number of years, say for 5 years. So after 5 years, that debenture holder come to the company again and give the debentures, the certificate of debenture, and take the money back from the company. Debenture holders are given security, because in the agreement between the company and the debenture holder, in the agreement it will be written that every year the company will pay this much percentage of interest. After this much period, the debenture holder can come back and take the money back, either in form of cash or in form of new shares or new debentures. Right? So there are some debentures who are convertible. Convertible means instead of cash, we are paying them by giving them equity shares of our company. It can be, it is already written in the agreement. So if you accept that clause, you may get equity shares instead of cash. Or if you don't accept, you may get cash. Depends on how you sign, means what are the points which is signed by you and the company in the agreement. Okay, so debentures and bonds are the example of secured loan. Why? Because as soon as you company issue the debentures to the financier, they will pay the money. The financier will pay the money. And in that agreement, it is written that if company fails to pay this money after 5 years or whatever the tenure is, they are in a position to take that particular assets, because that asset is secured against the loan taken from, by the company from the financier. So they are in a position to sell off that, to take over that asset, title of the asset, and sell it in the market and get the money, required money of the loan. So they are debenture holders are secured loan. Bank loan is also secured. And all long term loans are secured. Short term loans are not secured. So loan which is taken for more than 1 year but less than 5 years. Less than 5 years. So the example of long term loans are debentures, bonds, bank loan, like shares. Debentures is an instrument through which company can raise the fund. They can sell the debenture to the financier of the company and get the money from them. So debenture holder are the financier of the company, whereas shareholders are the owner of the company. The debenture and shareholder both are investors. They are called stakeholders. But shareholder has some special power. They have the voting right, whereas debenture holder does not have the voting right. But both have invested in our company, so both can be called as stakeholders. Okay, so debenture, bonds, bank loan, long-term loan are the example of secured loan. Now we'll talk about unsecured loan. Unsecured loan is public deposit. Like you and me, common person can deposit their money in the bank. If they don't want to take any type of risk and they want to earn fixed income, they will deposit their money in the bank under fixed deposit. Right? In that, you will get 9.25% interest. Whereas if the same amount is invested in any some company's deposit, you may get more than 9.25%, you may get 15% or 16% interest from that company. But there is no security. If you want to earn more, you have to bear more risk. If you want to earn less, you have to bear less risk. So if you don't want to bear risk, you can go and deposit your money in fixed deposit of the bank. But if you want to take risk and you want to earn more profit, you can keep that money instead of bank, you can keep deposit that money in the company's fixed deposit. So fixed deposit is a type of long-term loan, right? Where interest is more, but there is no security for the depositors. Okay, then loan from the directors of the company. Some of the company take loan from the directors of the company, right? Because some of the directors are more strong in finance, in financially more strong than the company. Like Mr. Raju Ramalingam of Satyam Computers. He was more financially strong than the company was. Right? So company may take loan from the directors and they are unsecured. Because directors are the people of the company. There is no security for them. Just they have given the loan. Right? So these are the example of long term. You may take foreign loan from Swiss Bank, from International Institute, Finance Institute in foreign currency. Right? So that is a foreign loan. They are the example of secured loan. Because foreign currency loan is secured against with the help of the guarantor, as they make guarantor a bank. One of your bank will become the guarantor for taking the loan from the foreign financial institute. Okay, so these are the example of long-term loan. Now, in this chapter, there is one topic called the issue price of the debentures. Now, debentures are issued. Suppose one debenture 100 rupees. If I need 5 lakh rupees, what I will do? I will issue 5,000 debenture of 100 each to the people. Right? But debentures are not issued in the market. They are not issued in a stock exchange. They are issued to the financier of the company, to the promoter of the company, to the director of the company, to the employee of the company. But they are not issued in the market. Okay, so when you issue the price, the printed, the face value of the debenture is 100. Now, sometime company may issue the debenture at par, means 100 rupees debenture at 100 rupees. Sometime company may issue debenture at premium, 100 rupees debenture at 120. But when you return them back, you will not return them back 120, you will return them only 100. Sometime debentures may be issued at 100 rupees ka debenture, may be issued at 90 at discount. But in future, you have to pay them back 100 rupees because the loan amount is 100. Though you have issued the debenture, you have sold the debenture in the market at par, at discount or at premium. So who will decide this price? See, there are various parameters which will decide the price. But technically, how the price has been decided, that we are going to study now. Going to learn now or see now. Right, so there may be case if the foreign company is issuing debenture in Indian market, at that time they have to issue at discount because they have to convince the government of India. So they may issue the debenture to the government of India at discount. That may be some other reason. But technically there is one reason which decides the price of the issue of bonds or debentures. So that we are going to study now. Just see. Okay, now what is the criteria which we have to follow? What is the technique? See, debentures are issued at par, at premium. Premium means more than the face value. Premium or at discount. So who will decide this? Please jot it down, this point. This is very, very important because this is a technical thing which you have to know. As a finance person, you should know this technicality. Right? There may be other parameters also. There may be other reason also of issue price. But the technical reason for the issue price at par, at premium and discount is the rate of interest which you are giving. Now, rate of interest is also called coupon. The interest which you are going to pay on debentures or bond is called coupon rate. What? Coupon rate or contract rate. It is nothing but it is an interest only. But we can call it as coupon rate or contract rate. Now, contract rate and market rate. Now, when I am talking about market rate, I am talking about bank's fixed deposit interest. Because bank is providing 9.25% interest. So, and you are providing certain interest. So, this rate, on comparing this rate, you can decide the price of the If your contract rate is 9.25% and market rate is also 9.25%, and you are also secured loan giving, debenture are secured, and bank is also giving secured, so in that case, your debenture may be issued at par because no one will get, means there will not be any special enthusiasm in buying your debentures. I may buy your debentures because the same thing, I may go for bank deposit, it's the same thing. So in that case, there is no, the contract rate is equal to your market rate. So in that case, the debentures are issued at premium. When the contract rate is equal to the market rate, the debentures are issued at premium. If your contract rate is 10.25 and your market rate is 9.25, in this case, since the investors are getting more than the market, so the company may go for issuing the debenture at higher price because they are giving more interest. So the investor got attracted because of your high interest, so they may charge more. So instead of paying, instead of issuing the debenture at 100 rupees, they may issue at 110. So what decided that whether to issue the premium debenture at premium? If the contract rate is more than the market rate, then in that case, debentures may be issued at premium. And if the contract rate is less than the market rate, so why your customer, why the investor will get attracted towards your debentures? They may go and invest their money in the fixed deposit because they are getting more interest. So in order to attract them, you will reduce the price of the debenture. You will tell them, okay, 100 rupees debenture, you take 80 rupees, take from us 80 rupees, and at the time of repayment, I'll pay you 100 back. So they will get attracted towards your debentures. So in this case, when contract rate is less than the market rate, when the contract rate is less than the market rate, then in that case, debentures are issued at discount in order to attract the investors. So these are the technical things which act as a force to decide the issue price. Debentures are issued at a par when contract rate is equal to market rate. Debentures are issued at premium when contract rate is more than the market rate. Debentures are issued at discount when contract rate is less than the market rate. You got the point? So this is the force which act, which decide the issue price, which decide the issue price. You got my point? Now in this chapter, there is one more topic called contingent liability. Now what is contingent liability? The potential liabilities which may occur or may not occur. The potential liabilities which may occur or may not occur is called contingent liability. Now contingent liabilities is what? It's that liability. See, all the liabilities are fixed obligation. The company has accepted that obligation and they are going to pay in future. Whereas contingent liability is not a fixed obligation which is accepted by the company. It may occur, it may not occur. For example, one more thing, contingent liability does not get recorded in the balance sheet. It does not form the part of the balance sheet. But they, as per the disclosure concept, they are to be shown as a footnote below the balance sheet, so that the investors may take into consideration that part, that company is having this type of contingent liability which may get mature in future or may not get mature in future. So their decision may vary because of that information. That is the reason it is very much important for the company to disclose all their contingent liability as a footnote. They will not become the part of the balance sheet because they are not accepted by the company. But they are to be shown as per the disclosure concept as a footnote below the balance sheet. So contingent liability does not form the part of the balance sheet, but they are to be shown as per the disclosure concept. They are to be shown as a footnote below the balance sheet after the balance sheet get tallied. Because on that information, the investor will analyze something, and on that basis they may take decision. This potential liabilities, this contingent liability may occur in future or may not occur in future. So they may analyze on that basis, they may analyze and take decision. So footnote also is taken into consideration by various investors, various people who are following your financial statement. Okay, so contingent liability example is, suppose you have sold a product, right? And you have given 1 year warranty or guarantee, whatever it is. So that is contingent liability. Why? Because if that product does not work, you may have to replace that, or you may have to pay some compensation to them. Yes or no? So that is contingent, because it may occur or may not occur. So till that time, it is not claimed by the customer, it is a contingent liability. Once it is claimed by the customer, it becomes a liability which has to be shown in the balance sheet under the heading called current liabilities. I repeat, goods sold by you on a warranty of, suppose I sold Sony Corporation company is selling his LED with giving a 1 year warranty to them, because it is costing 2 lakh 50 LED. 2 lakh 50, very big TV. Or Samsung is selling their smart TV for 1 lakh 80 thousand. They are giving 1 year warranty. So they had given 1 year warranty. In that warranty, whatever happens, they have given that it will be repaired by the company at their cost. Are they going to pay that amount? That fully depend on the situation. If that situation occurred, then only the company has to pay. Till that time, it is a contingent liability, because they had given a sentence that they may, since they are given a warranty, right? So they are under, if that situation comes that your TV is not working properly, so the cost will be incurred by the company in that case. Otherwise, if the 1 year is over and since there is no problem in the TV, so the company will not pay that liability. So that is a contingent liability. So till the time the warranty is there, it is a contingent liability. But if it is claimed by the customer, then it becomes a current liability. One more example, suppose a worker working in a company met with an accident during that his job period, right? So he met with an accident, so the whole expenses of his hospitalization, of his treatment is borne by the company, and the company gave him a compensation of 2 lakhs. Now, but that person is demanding 4 lakhs. He told, sir, I want 4 lakhs for as a compensation. Company said, no, we have given you the enough compensation, we have paid all your medical bills, now further this we are not able to pay, we are not in a position to pay. So he put a case on the company claiming for more compensation. The case is going on. Till that the case is going on, that is a contingent liability. Because if the case is in my favor, I may not have to pay. But if it is case is in the worker's favor, I may have to pay. That depends. The case is going on. So that is a contingent liability. Right? Suppose, one more example of contingent liability, suppose company has made a contract with some foreign company that in future, after 2 years or 3 years, you just supply me this raw material, this machinery, this technology. At that time, once you supply the technology, I'll give you the amount. So they have signed an agreement. But did that contract is completed yet? No. If it is completed, then only I have to pay make the payment. If not, I will not make the payment. So that is incomplete contract. It is a contingent liability. Right? So these are the potential liabilities. Contingent liabilities are the potential liabilities which are to be paid which may be paid, may occur or may not occur. That is called contingent liability. Contingent liability does not form the part of the balance sheet, but they are shown as a footnote as per the disclosure concept. So this is all about this chapter, which is your 8th chapter, long term and current liabilities. I think all the points is clear to you, right? So please revise it and then go for the next chapter. Till that time, I'm giving you a time to revise this chapter. Take a break, take a Kit Kat, have a cup of coffee, revise this and then move on to the next chapter. Okay? Thank you very much.